This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Part of the national economic storyline in this country goes like this. As we move away from coal mining and steel production moves overseas, in West Virginia and parts of Pennsylvania, small towns are being left behind. That's a narrative, right? But for the past 20 years or so, entrepreneurs have been working on a different narrative in that part of the country. Julie Grant of the environmental reporting outlet Allegheny Front reports investments in recreation and tourism are starting to bear some real economic fruit.
About 10 years ago, after being downsized from a job in computer sales, Rod Darby wanted control of his career. He drew up a business plan for a pub and restaurant in West Newton, a small Pennsylvania town along the still-developing Great Allegheny Passage. The Gap Bike Trail, as it's known, stretches 150 miles from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland. Darby shopped his pub idea around.
I went to a large bank. They said, nope, that's not what we do. Went to a medium-sized bank. Hey, great plan. That's not what we do. Went to a small bank. Great plan. We're not sure about this trail.
Then he went to a nonprofit bank called the Progress Fund.
When he approached and said, I want to do something here, we were jumping for joy.
That's David Cayley, co-founder of the Progress Fund, which gets its money from private banks, foundations, and government sources. It's been investing in recreation and tourism in the region for 20 years. Cayley had been looking to encourage development along the Gap Trail when Rod Darby walked in the door. Today, Darby's trailside restaurant employs 16 people full-time, and Darby says business is hopping.
And people ask me all the time, does that trail help you out? And I said, the trail's the reason I'm here.
The Progress Fund's David Cayley walks a few feet to the trail.
We have all these nifty signs so you don't get lost.
The Progress Fund has made 9 loans in West Newton, supporting pizza and fast food restaurants, a canoe and kayak outfitter, and the renovation of a bed and breakfast, totaling nearly $2.5 million.
That kind of level of investment's changing West Newton's future around tourism. Why 9 loans here? Well, that Great Allegheny Passage is a huge economic opportunity.
Outdoor recreation has been a growing economic engine nationwide. The Commerce Department recently reported that in 2016, the industry grew 3.8%. That was faster than the overall economic growth that year of 2.8%. And though it's still crunching the numbers, the Commerce Department estimates that represents about $374 billion of economic activity. Back on the trail, Cayley points out the new focus on recreation is a way to diversify the local economy that was once heavily dependent on coal and steel.
So it relies on the environmental qualities of the community rather than being the extractive industry.
The Progress Fund estimates the Gap Trail alone has created a benefit of $50 million annually along the route. Economists in nearby West Virginia don't expect low-wage recreation jobs like trail maintenance to replace well-paid coal jobs, but they see great potential for growth and point to one trail system in southern West Virginia for all-terrain vehicles. It's bringing in millions to the region for permits, lodging, food, and fuel. Kent Spellman sees outdoor recreation as a long-term strategy for the region's economic development. He's with the National Rails to Trails Conservancy and lives in West Virginia.
If we get just a small percentage of the people who come through our communities to be thinking down the road about maybe that would be a good place to rear a family, maybe that would be a good place to bring my small business, that is the goal of tourism. We should think of it as a recruitment tool, not as an end unto itself.
And back in West Newton, that's starting to happen. Young families have been moving in, and there's a new excitement as city leaders reinvent their old coal town as a trail town. In West Newton, I'm Julie Grant for Marketplace.